What's good? This is Coach Harv again on the Seek Lot. Thanks for tuning in. Brought to you by Seek First Sports, of course. There will be baseball. It's been a long weekend of baseball for me. Our 13U team at Best Beat Baseball, we have three teams there. We play seven games this weekend. We're supposed to play eight. We ended up making the last two games, one 10-inning game instead of playing two sevens. But it was a good weekend. I saw a lot of baseball. I saw a lot of good things. I saw a lot of things that needed to be worked on. And I kind of have an ear and an eye to everything that's going on, at least for today, Sunday NFL, which we won't talk about really right now. Hopefully, Towels and I will get on soon on another Seek First and Towels episode. But I caught wind of one more playoff scenario today for Major League Baseball, which I find very interesting. I mean, it's that there will be two one-game playoffs or one-game series to find out who's going to win the National League Central and who's going to win the National League West. So the Rockies and the Dodgers have a one-game playoff, and the Brewers and the Cubs have the same. And I think I said it last week. I love the Cubs. I still think they're the best team in the National League. But when it comes to baseball, you just never know. And Milwaukee's one of those teams that I thought was hot from the beginning. They've been hot for a while, and I think their staff is adequate enough, man. They have some back-end guys, especially I think it's Nabel and Jeffress, and I think they're good enough to make a run. I think you see it here. They didn't give up the division. For a long time, there was all three teams, St. Louis, Milwaukee, and Chicago right there in the conversation, and just like with Arizona falling out of the West race, you saw the St. Louis Cardinals fall out of the Central race. So when it comes to Colorado versus LA and then Chicago versus Milwaukee, this is going to be the 20th time they meet this year with the unbalanced schedule. You do play 19 games against everyone in your division, which some of you guys know I always knock Cleveland for that, but Cleveland's just a really good baseball team in a bad division right now, right? But I'm interested in this because there's scenarios that are involved. It's almost like the team that loses really gets a second playoff game. And baseball is one of those sports. It's all about bouncing back the next day, even in a seven-game series. So you can almost look at it like a two-game set. Or if you win one, you're good. If you lose, you still have another opportunity. Now, obviously, you don't want to go into it looking at like it doesn't matter if you win or lose, because I'm sure you'd rather be in a seven-game series, a five- or seven-game series, than you would be in a one-game series. So things I'll be looking for, I'm interested to see how the management staffs for both teams handle their rotation. Do you use your number one guy? Do you go with your two or three guy and hope that you guys hit? Because you do have a second life, as it seems. That'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see if both teams are still hot. It's intense, man. Again, a 20th game against an opponent you know inside and out. You have spray charts. You know how the pitchers pitch you. You know how the hitters hit. You know what their strengths are and weaknesses. So it's really playing chess and not checkers in the playoffs. But I found it interesting today, right towards the end. I knew LA and Colorado had the opportunity to see Milwaukee and Chicago. I like the fight in the Milwaukee Brewers. I said it to Fred on the last Seek First and Towels episode. And he really likes Chicago, and so do I, but just like I can't count out the Braves at all with everything they did and running away with the East the way they did, the Braves are a scary team to me, and I think in the National League, and I think that the Brewers are, they fall into the same category. They have some young guys, they have some prime guys, they have some vets, they have that back end of the bullpen, like I said, and when it goes to LA and Colorado, you're looking at the money team and you're looking at the young, unproven team that has some vets mixed in, right? You do have some players. Charlie Blackman's still there playing. You obviously have Arenado's been there a long time, but you have some young guys on that roster as well, especially when it comes to the pitching staff. Some young arms going into the postseason. I think this could help the Rockies out, whether they win or lose, to get a game under their belt. They're different than, to me, they're different than LA, they're different than Milwaukee, and they're different than the Chicago Cubs, just when it comes to their staff alone. A lot of people don't know about Milwaukee staff. But they don't have a staff that's full of young guys. You have the Chase Andersons, the Jimmy Nelsons, some guys that have been around at least for a few years. But, I mean, you go and you have your Hoffmans and you have John Gray and the lefty that I can't think of, Kyle something, I'm not sure, I can't think of his name. But they have a younger, unproven staff. So when it comes to L.A., Colorado, do they throw Kershaw? Is he healthy on 5 days rest? At this point, I'm assuming they're going to be doing it as soon as possible. Once I find out the information, hopefully, like I said, Talis and I can get back on. But just wanted to pop in. It's been a long weekend of baseball for me after the 7 games, finding out there's going to be these 2 playoff series to find out who's winning the division and then determine the wild card winners. I'm looking forward to it. This is almost like a second lease on life. A lot of people are going to be watching. They may even end up getting an extra paycheck for this. We'll see. I know there's, when it comes to the playoffs in general for Major League Baseball, they're playing for bonus money. And it's something that I know, especially the younger guys and guys that are getting their first taste of, are looking forward to it as bonus and incentive to get through. And then at the end of the day, they all want to win a pennant. They all want to win a World Series. They want to win a division. And I, for one, have no idea how this is going to shake out. I'm just going to let you know, I told Fred the same way. I like a lot of baseball teams that are still in the conversation to win it. And when Fred and I get on, we might have to kind of go piece by piece. I'm probably going to have to do a little catch up and look at rosters and see any kind of player movement. This is a time of the year that they bring up some of the younger guys on the roster and whatnot. They bring up a stolen base specialist or someone that plays defense well to put in late in game. So I'm interested to see it. It's time to expand the rosters, and it's going to be fun to watch. I will catch up with you guys in a bit. Who's your team? If you guys are looking at a team, if you guys are not, shout out to Anchor for featuring the Seek First podcast on their app. It is featured in the sports section on the app. So if you don't have the app, you probably should go get the app. You can call in and ask questions. There are times where, especially during baseball season, during football seasons, some people may agree, some people may disagree with me. We can have those conversations. Let me know what you guys think. Who's your team? Who do you think is going to win the National League? Who do you think is going to win the American League? World Series? Predictions? Hopefuls? Let me know. I'll catch y'all in a bit.